Hello there and welcome to Radio Outlet. I'm Lee Rosefear. Lately, I've been compiling my list of favorite albums of the year, as music reviewers and music websites are doing the same at this time of year. And I sometimes wonder, how often do people go back and revisit their lists from previous years? How correct were they? And how often do they actually listen again to the music that they loved, well, not that long ago? So this week, I'm going back into the albums that I loved from 2005. Some of these I still listen to regularly, but there's a couple I haven't heard again for a long time, much long after I chose them, actually. So this is a ridiculous amount of music being made every year, and it's hard to catch up and remember it all. So on to the first selection for today. This was my favorite record of the year, hands down. It's by Sweden's Acid House Kings. They released Sing Along with the Acid House Kings. This is an album cut. It wasn't released as a single. And it's called I Write Summer Songs for No Reason.
Getting used to this person, I know that I'm not gonna let her down. She's on my mind in the mornings and every waking hour of the day. Stop pretending you know that it's ending with you, with you. Stop pretending you know what I'm sending to you, to you. You know I write summer songs for no reason, to make you smile when you feel down.
Kings and I Write Summer Songs for No Reason from Sing Along with the Acid House Kings. Also noting that one of the main guys in the band is Johan Angergaard, who released a side project band called The Legends, who put out an album called Public Radio in 2005 that was also on my top albums of the year. And speaking of singing along, a bit of a surprise for me in 2005 was Chumbawamba. They released a new record that year called A Sing Song and a Scrap, which was a collection of new but old-sounding labor-themed songs, and from the many perspectives that it comes from that. And I had dismissed the group a long time ago during the tub-thumping days, not knowing much about their history, but this album quickly brought me up to speed on the band's politics and their overall mandate. Each of the songs is like a mini history lesson, and I followed the band ever since, picking up their albums wherever possible. From A Sing Song and a Scrap, this is Chumbawamba and Learning to Love.
I courted a man from the Lanx Fusiliers. He gave me his heart and soul. Took me a-courting and he taught me to dance. Then he marched with the infantry over to to France. He told me to wait, he'd be back in a year. Now 17 months I have wished he were here. And I'll wait no longer, I'll take what I can. So I'm learning to love with another young man. Learning to love, learning to love. Tired of the waiting, I'm learning to love. Soon had to leave and I said I'd be true. Now he's gone for his duty, not 7 weeks yet. So I found a new young man to help me forget. Learning to love, learning to love. Tired of the waiting, I'm learning to love. I courted a man from the Kent Volunteer. Now he's gone marching and I wish he were here. What can I do while my love is away? But caught with a soldier from the Royal Scots Grey. Learning to love, learning to love. Tired of the waiting, I'm learning to love. One day they'll come back and then I'll be true. For I've learned how to love and I've learned how to choose. To every young woman who waits at the shore, love while you're waiting, you'll learn so much more. Learning to love, learning to love. Tired of the waiting, I'm learning to love. Learning to love, learning to love. Tired of the waiting, I'm learning to
rains and mountains fade.
That is Brian Eno from his 2005 album Another Day on Earth and the track And Then So Clear. I had always known about Brian, but it wasn't until a friend gave me a mix CD of his material not long after that album came out, which included a number of cuts from it, and I really started collecting his albums. That seems to be a theme running through a number of albums I chose as my faves of 2005. Chumbawamba before that had the same thing from their album A Sing Song and a Scrap, we heard Learning to Love. Now Leslie Gore, on the other hand, I had always known about, who hasn't really, and it's such a huge surprise to see a new album from her in 2005, nearly 30 years after her last solo album. It was the sound of a voice that had been through many difficulties and triumphs, and the album was called Ever Since, and this was the title track by Leslie Gore.
Long before I thought that I might never find you, I chased you, I traced you, and held your picture up into the light. All the weight of nights and days too long.
I'd be doing all right if it weren't for the words. my fingers against the table, tapping on my cigarette. You could never tell a lie if it weren't for the words or say goodbye. If it weren't for the words, it's the words that always hurt me. I'd be doing all right if it weren't for the
gone, our loved ones taken.
Another discovery for me in 2005 was the music of Eliza Gilkison. She had released Paradise Hotel, which sent me off in the direction of looking for her whole catalog, which quite a bit of it is out of print then and now. I still don't think I have them all, but I have a good number of them. That song was covered by a number of times by other artists following its release, the song Requiem by Eliza Gilkison from the album Paradise Hotel. And Edith Frost in the middle, she put out a record called It's a Game, nothing to do with the Bay City Rollers. Again, this album was an introduction to her music and still a fave out of all of her catalog, although she hasn't released anything since 2005. We heard the song If It Weren't for the Words and started there with living legend Leslie Gore ever since. The title track from her 2005 album. This is Radio Outlet. I'm Lee Rosevere. If you'd like to send me an email, please do. You can reach me at radiooutletshow@gmail.com. I'm a big fan of They Might Be Giants, the Brooklyn duo of John and John. In 2005, they took a stronger turn in direction of children's entertainment after many years of their brand of geek rock. They signed on with Disney for the first in a series of albums. Here Comes the ABCs was a raggle-taggle mix of songs dealing with the alphabet, of course, and I know I don't return to this album as much as I do of others of theirs, even the album before this one dedicated for kids called No. This one does have some moments of real fun, but it talks down a little bit in places. But the nice moments, like this one, features their drummer Marty Beller on vocals, and it's called The Alphabet Lost and Found.
On this fateful day, in the history of whenever, an epidemic of missing letters has swept the land. Whatever the cause, for the sake of future generations, in the limited time we have been permitted, these stories must be told.
There was an apple that lost his A. There was a zebra that lost his Z. There was a chauffeur that left his Ofer on the dashboard of the car that lost its R. It's
where are they gonna go without their letters? How can they survive without their letters? Where are they gonna go to find their letters? They're gonna have to get together.
But the alphabet lost and found.
Missing vowels of slip. ING. Anybody lose an E? More than two syllables to the emergency
room. The alphabet lost and found.
Prefixes and suffixes. Door number two. Slang words. You're in the wrong building.
There was a school that lost its cool when they tried to ring the bell that had no L. With all the letters gone, the spelling bee was cancelled. Science teachers had their hands full. English classes could not be complete.
Have been reported to be gathering at a previously unknown place to be referred to as
the alphabet lost and found.
Missing vowels of slip. ING. Anybody lose an E? More than two syllables to the emergency room.
The alphabet lost and found.
Prefixes and suffixes. Door number two. Slang words. You're in the wrong building.
The alphabet lost and found.
Missing vowels of slip. ING. Anybody lose an E? More than two syllables to the emergency room.
The alphabet lost and
The Alphabet Lost and Found from They Might Be Giants, Here Come the ABCs, as we revisit my favorite albums of 2005 here on Radio Outlet. Coming up next, 2005 was also the year, after a very long wait, the return of Kate Bush.
Gonna be laughing about this. We're gonna be dancing around.
It's gonna be so good now. It's gonna be so good.
Oh. our love was.
Dun 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 dun.
Our love was famine, frustration. We only acted out an imitation of what real love should have been. And then suddenly our love was flying, our love was soaring, our love was shining like a summer morning.
That blew away all the rock critics in 2005, Petra Haden. She sings The Who's Sell Out, an a cappella version of The Who's original album done on an 8-track machine. I knew that Petra had a great voice back from her days in the band That Dog and all the session work that she had done, so I was really looking forward to hearing that album, and it didn't disappoint. Our Love Was, all voiced there by Petra Haden. The Pernice Brothers before that, and an instrumental tune that I really liked. I cannot say that I remember the album, but I wanted to put that on here anyway. It's a song called Discover a Lovelier You, which reminds me of the instrumental guitar work of Steve Kilby of the band The Church. And we started there with Kate Bush, 2005, the much ballyhooed return for her after an absence of over 10 years. The album's called Ariel, 2-CD set, and the song there was a prologue from the second disc, A Sky of Honey. Going back through favorite albums of 2005 here on Radio Outlet this week, one artist who appeared practically on every best of list up to this point was Ron Sexsmith. He collaborated with often used collaborator Don Kerr. Don had been a member of Ron's band ever since Ron started in the early 90s. Don was also doing time with famed Canadian group The Rheostatics. But together they put out an album, credited to both of them as Sexsmith and Kerr, called Destination Unknown. It's a charming, mostly folky acoustic album. And this is the track Reacquainted.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Reacquainted with the sun above and songs of love that we used to sing. passed out of the years and sets them here. All these handmade, heartfelt souvenirs. Acquainted with my homeward dove at this moment of my wandering, puts the joy back in the tears as they reappear. All these handmade, heartfelt souvenir. Oh, and why has it been so long a time since we were one? When there were songs to be sung. Oh. Reacquainted with the sun above and songs of love that we used to sing, puts the joy back in the tears as they reappear. All these handmade, heartfelt
there is a thought of you that's always on my mind.
Easy to find.
That way I'll know you will always be here in my heart.
And that's where I'll start.
Almost breaks.
another artist that rose from the ashes of the 90s, Tracy Bonham. She had a career in the 90s as a rock alternative artist in the vein of Nirvana. You might remember some of her songs like Mother Mother, but reinvented herself and made a very personal and fantastic record called Blink the Brightest from 2005. Lots of strong material on the album, and that was the first single called Something Beautiful. Another discovery in the middle, Paula Fraser. Her album, Leave the Sad Things Behind, is so solid, lots of great tracks on it. I often have a hard time narrowing down which one to play. And that one was Always on My Mind. Paula's originally was the voice and guiding force behind the band Tarnation in the 90s. She's currently fronting a psychedelic rock trio called Skystone. And Ron Sexsmith and Don Kerr started that set off with Reacquainted from their album Destination Unknown. That will wrap up this look at the music of 2005. Coming up in a few weeks on Radio Outlet, I'll have a special edition looking at my top 10 fave albums of 2012. I've still got some time to finesse the list. Meanwhile, a new show will be here next week, so please join me then. I'm Lee Rosevere, and to get in touch, the email address is radiooutletshow@gmail.com. And the last cut of the show will go out to Roger Joseph Manning Jr., originally a member of one of the greatest bands of all time, Jellyfish. He released his first solo effort in 2005 under the name Solid State Warrior. He put it out digitally only, and then the following year it was re-released as The Land of Pure Imagination, with a different running order and some songs removed. But I still like the original version best. Here's Roger with Till We Meet Again. We'll see you next time.
Slow down, there's no hurry. Have no fear and don't you worry. Sleep tight till the morning or till we meet again. All right, stop your crying. Don't be scared and don't be frightened. Just hold tight till the morning or till we meet again. Desperate to do what's right, sacrifice all your life.
Again,
till we meet.